Gaetano Donizetti was born at Bergamo in northern Italy in 1797. His father sent him at the age of 17 to Bologna to study music with Padre Mattei, who had also been Rossini's master. The young man showed no disposition for the heights of musical science, as demanded by religious composition, and, much to his father's disgust, avowed his determination to write dramatic music. In 10 years, he produced 28 operas. But it was not till 1829 that the evidence of a strong individuality was given. For hitherto, he had shown little more than a slavish imitation of Rossini. Anna Bolena was produced at Milan and gained him great credit. Mariano Faliero and L'Elisir d'Amore were next brought out. And then came Lucia di Lammermoor, produced in 1835 at Naples, which has remained the most popular of the composer's operas. In composing, Donizetti never used the piano, writing with great rapidity and never making corrections. He could not do anything without a small ivory scraper by his side, though he never used it. It was given him by his father when commencing his career, with the injunction that, as he was determined to become a composer, he should make up his mind to write as little rubbish as possible, advice which he sometimes forgot. In Lucia di Lammermoor, Donizetti had, for him, a congenial subject, one in which the dark colors could be laid on thickly. The libretto was adapted by Camerano from Sir Walter Scott's novel, The Bride of Lammermoor. The story tells of the love of Sir Edgar Ravenswood for Lucy, sister of Lord Ashton. The latter, knowing nothing of this attachment, has arranged for the marriage of his sister to the wealthy Lord Arthur. When he finds that Lucy is in love with Edgar, he forges a letter which convinces Lucy that her lover is false to her. Urged on by her brother, she marries Sir Arthur. At the wedding ceremony, Edgar appears and denounces Lucy for her fickleness. He is driven from the room. This shock unhinges the mind of Lucy. She becomes insane, kills her husband, and dies. Overcome by these tragic events, Edgar goes to the tomb of his ancestors, determined to die. It is at this point that he sings the aria, "Wild flowers soon will shed their bloom around my sad and lonely tomb," given on this record, in which he bids farewell to us and the girl whom he still thinks has been unfaithful to him. The song ended, he finally stabs himself and expires. The career of Alessandro Bonci has been little short of marvelous. He started life as a shoemaker's apprentice. Today, he is among the world's greatest tenors. Bonci is one of the great masters of the bel canto style, and this character of Edgar is one of his most successful parts.